listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank. We have the pleasure this segment of talking with Admiral Ace Lyons, former Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Now, Ace, you have been watching, as I have, with sadness and sorrow and disgust as President Obama has driven our national security, sadly, not just into the ditch, into a giant gaping hole. The world is on fire. We've never really been less safe than this in a long time. Can you kind of give us a feel for what you think the biggest mistakes that were made in the past 8 years were?
Let me start with what I see as the most egregious ones. First of all, heading the list has got to be the Iranian nuclear weapons agreement, which is not an agreement after all. Second, I believe switching sides on our global war on terror, where we went ahead and knowingly armed al-Qaeda militias, which later eventually morphed into ISIS, which we're dealing with today. I mean, the Arab Spring movement promoting the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, where we really turned our back on all our allied Arab secular leaders, and which has turned the Middle East into the disaster we see today, promoting the PLO agenda to the detriment of Israel and its survivability, our failure to come to the aid of Americans in Benghazi, unconscionable, we've never done that before in our history, failure to obtain the status of forces agreement in Iraq. What it did turned Iraq into an Iranian puppet. Failure to act on the chemical red line drawn in Syria lowered our credibility. It gave up our world leadership role and assumed this nonsense of leading from behind. Failure to veto the UN Resolution 2334, unconscionable. In Ukraine, we failed to live up to our obligation to ensure their security. In Korea, we've let them go unchecked on their nuclear weapon program. China, we've failed to confront them with their illegal activity in the South China Sea. There are many more things that could go on, but that is my initial list, Jim.
You know, Ace, that was painful to listen to, and I know that's the abridged version. Unfortunately, there are so many more. So what can Donald Trump do going forward to make the United States more safe and to make the world a less dangerous place?
Well, the first thing that must be done, Jim, is to restore our credibility. And in order to do that, we have to restore the capabilities of our military forces. Now, in the case of the Army, in case of the Navy and the Air Force, this is going to take some time, going to take years to get us back to the status where we are. However, there are certain actions that can be taken immediately which will restore our capability and our readiness and the will to win. And the first thing that should be done is canceling all the social engineering mandates that were forced on our military forces. Next, the main thing for the Trump administration, we must prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon capability. The, quote, understandings must be renegotiated, and part of that renegotiation must be unfettered access to all the Iranian sites. Failure by Iran to do this, we need to revise our plans and be prepared to take out with offensive actions, Iran's nuclear infrastructure. There's no question about this. The next thing that we have to do is make a clear assessment on our vital interests. Clearly, it should be understood we have no vital strategic interest in Afghanistan. We should stop wasting our national treasure to continue to support a corrupt, tribal society. I would not waste one more American life in Afghanistan. Next, what we need to do is support the formation of a sovereign Kurdistan. We also, since we're still involved in combat operations, we have to take the handcuffs off our military forces. The restricted rules of engagement must be removed. On China and North Korea, China must be part of the problem of solving the problem with North Korea. The first thing that China needs to do, we need to force them to take back the TELs. That's the tractor erector launches that gives North Korea an ability to launch intercontinental ballistic missiles. China provided all of those TELs to North Korea. They have to take them back. These are 16-wheel vehicles that give North Korea mobility. Further, if North Korea fires an ICBM, we should be prepared to shoot it down. We have to expand our relationship with our allies in the Western Pacific, particularly Taiwan. And for years, we've denied Taiwan the upgraded F-16 aircraft that they need to protect their sovereignty. We should certainly go ahead with that. We also should provide some of the key equipment that should go into their indigenous submarine building program. This would make them so much more effective. They also have over 650 pieces of 155-millimeter artillery pieces, which we can provide the missile-guided projectiles, which would give them a very strong capability to defeat any Chinese invasion force. In the Philippines, we need, with the new president there, who is a difficult individual to not only understand but to work with, we have to keep open our lines of communication there. We need to continue use of the base agreement we've made. We have to clearly take a position on China's illegal activity of building islands in the South China Sea, where over $5 trillion worth of the world's commerce travels each year. Freedom of navigation in that critical area is a cornerstone foundation of the United States Navy and the United States of America, and it must be enforced. We have to block any further illegal declarations by China and establishing air defense identification zones. If we start with that, that will be a good first 100 days.
Ace, if he gets that done in the first 100 days, I will be doing backflips down the National Mall. Well, Ace, I gotta say, there's usually a feeling that the host has to inject a bunch of extraneous information and you know, show how smart I am as an analyst, but I think that stands as a great path forward. So I'm just going to endorse everything Ace Lyons just recommended for Donald Trump to do. If he can get it done in 100 days, bravo. If he can get it done in 4 years, we can all be much happier. Admiral Ace Lyons, former commander of the Pacific Fleet, thank you so much for that cogent commentary.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you, and it's a great day.
It is a great day for America. This is Jim Hansen. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. After the break, we'll be talking with Bill Gertz, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon.